We've been dating for a while. The sex is good, but not great. You can tell that I'm holding something back, but you don't know what. You're such a gentleman all the time, asking me what I like, trying to please me. If only you understood, I don't want you to be a fucking gentleman. I want you to be my fucking pain master. I want you to dominate me, to use me, to take what you want from me without asking. Tonight I'm going to bait you. When you come over to my apartment, I'm going to be dressed like a dirty fucking whore. Maybe when you see me this way, you'll figure out that I need to be treated the way I look. I never dress this way. I am petite and attractive, and I dress very well, but I leave most of my body to the imagination. But when we're out together, I see your eyes subtly wandering to the bodies of the women who dress more provocatively, especially the ones with the bare midriffs, and the ones with the long legs with short skirts and high heels. I know that you're turned on by girls who show skin. So tonight, I'm going to show you some. I go to one of those lingerie novelty sex shops. I've passed by those places many times and fantasized about going in, but I never have until today. I buy a short tartan schoolgirl skirt. It's cheap and flimsy. Just holding it in my hands at the store gets me wet. I also buy some cheap white sheer panties. I'm so petite to begin with, so these panties in my size barely fit in my hand. I actually shudder and unconsciously press my hand between my legs right there in the store as I can imagine myself wearing them. The guy behind the counter watches me while trying to pretend that he's doing something else. It turns me on. I don't wear any hose or garters, because I know you like smooth, bare skin. I paint my toenails a pretty shade of pink and go barefoot, because I know you like my pretty feet, which I figured out when you pulled my legs up over your shoulders while we were fucking, and then sucked on my toes just before you made me come. I wear a sheer halter top that exposes my belly. It's the kind where you're supposed to wear a bra underneath, but I don't wear a bra because I want you to be able to see my nipples and my tits through the material. I take a long, hot shower, shave my legs and my pussy, and then carefully rub body lotion over every inch of my body. Smooth, bare skin. You won't be able to resist touching me. I put on lip gloss to make my lips shiny. I see my mouth in the mirror, and I think I look like a teenager trying to draw attention to my lips, to make the boys in school fantasize about me sucking their dicks. I shudder. I open the door when you arrive with a sly smile on my face that I smoothly transform into a suggestive pout, slightly parting my glossed lips. I look you in the eye and I don't say a word. I want to gauge your reaction. You look shocked, but you immediately drink me in, moving your eyes slowly over my body from my glossed, slightly parted, ready to suck cock lips all the way down to my pretty feet. And all you have to say is, wow? I can see how you can't take your eyes off of my exposed skin. My tiny, cheap panties are starting to get wet. Let's just sit on the couch and have some wine, baby. My day? It was good. Tell me about yours. We both sit here and pretend that I'm not dressed like a slutty teenage stripper. I cross and uncross my legs, lingering, letting you look between my legs, because that makes me feel like a cheap whore. I move closer to you. I can see the bulge in your pants. You are so turned on that you are fidgety and uncomfortable, still trying to be the fucking gentleman, goddamn you. That's a nice kiss. Gentle at first, now with some tongue. You run your hands over my body, lingering on my exposed bare skin, but not moving underneath my slutty clothes. I run my hands over your legs, teasing, getting close but never touching your cock through your clothes. Do you like that, baby? Do you like when I touch you and tease you? Yeah, I can see that you do. I press against you, doing everything I can to get you worked up. Finally, when I can sense that you're about to lose control, I abruptly stop. It's getting late, baby. I pull away and look at you, waiting to see what you're going to do. You just stop and smile and say, okay.
Can't you see I'm dressed? Can't you figure out how I want you to treat me? I want you to pull me by my fucking hair and shove me face first onto the couch and push my slutty little schoolgirl skirt up over my round ass and rip my wet, cheap, slutty white panties right off of my ass. I want you to growl at me. The only thing it's too late for, you little cunt, is for you to avoid getting fucked in your little slut ass by me. I want you to be a fucking man and put me in my dirty whore place. Violate me. Spank me. Show me you're in control and that you won't take no for an answer. I want you to pound me, to hurt me, to fuck me into submission, to make me moan like the whore that I am. Instead, I watch in disbelief as you get up and prepare to leave. Then I snap.
Where the fuck do you think you're going? You're only half fucking hard for me right now? I'll fix that.
Do you like using my slutty mouth? I'm going to lick your balls. I'm going to lick your taint. I'm going to use my fingers on your ass while I suck your dick until you come in my cum slut mouth. Uh, uh, uh,
am I crying? Fine. I'll tell you. I tell you everything. All my fantasies. My deep, dark needs. I tell you about almost every guy I've ever dated. Every guy I've ever fucked. How I always want them to stop from trying to be so fucking gentle because I'm so tiny. I want them to stretch out my tight pussy without warning to pound their cock into me as hard as they possibly can, hurting me, making me wetter. I am a pain slut. I want to be treated like a little fuck toy instead of a person. Like an object that exists solely for someone else's pleasure. To be someone's little slut. Do you think I'm crazy? Do you think I'm a pervert? Are you going to walk out now and never come back? You're smiling. You'll be in touch. What's that? Oh. I should save my slutty whore outfit. Because I'm going to need it. It's been a few days now. And I haven't heard from you. I'm starting to think I made a mistake by telling you all of those things I fantasize about. All those things I want done to me. Hello? Hi, baby. Why do you sound that way? Kind of strange and distant. Oh, okay. You want me to shut the fuck up? You've never talked to me like that before. It's making me wet. Okay, baby. I'll put on my slutty whore outfit. I'll put a coat on over it. Okay. I'll write down the address. Wow, that's one of the nicest hotels in town. Yes, I wrote down the room number. 9 p.m. tonight. I'll be there. The mixture of fear and anticipation is one of the most erotic feelings I've ever had in my life. I have no idea what you have in store for me, but I know that it's going to be something very different from anything we've done before. I go through my ritual once again, preparing my body, making myself into a fuck toy object that I know you will desire. I put on my slutty whore outfit and put on a coat over it and head over to the hotel. I am literally trembling. My cheap white panties are soaked through. Hi, baby. Yes. Sir. I'll shut the fuck up and do what you say. I walk into the room, and you close the door behind me. As I enter the elegant room, I glance over at the bed. The sheets are pulled back, and the bed has a headboard and a footboard. Attached to the four corners of the bed are four metal handcuffs. Now I understand what's about to happen. My heart is racing. My pussy is aching. I feel like I might be able to come if you just breathed on me. What's that, baby? What's the word you whispered in my ear? Oh. It's my... safe word?
unless I use that word, anything goes. There are no limits how rough you will get. There are no limits to the pain. You get it, don't you, baby? You totally fucking get me. And you're about to make my fantasy a reality. You bring out a silk blindfold and tie it around my eyes so I can't see anything. You guide me to the bed and I lie on my back. Okay, baby. What's that? I should call you Master from now on? Okay, Master. I'll stretch out my arms behind me. You stretch my legs to the corners of the front of the bed and cuff my ankles. You adjust the length of the cuffs so that I'm stretched out enough so I can move a little, but not much. You roughly shove the halter top up towards my neck, exposing my breasts. My heart is pounding faster than ever now. I've never felt so helpless and yet so incredibly turned on. I feel exposed. I'm ready to be used. I'm ready to be hurt. Master, I'm so horny and I want whatever is going to happen to start. Is that the door opening? Whose voices are those? And then I hear the door open. There are voices. Two voices. Yours and the voice of some other man. You're talking in low voices, laughing. Undoubtedly leering at my exposed body. Then I sense that someone is standing close to me at the side of the bed. And I hear the unmistakable sound of a man jerking his cock. I turn in his direction, and I open my glossed lips, trying to invite his cock. Soon I am rewarded as the man roughly shoves his cock into my mouth. He fucks my face hard. I gag and I moan. For a moment I can't breathe. I'm scared but incredibly excited. He finally pulls out and I take a gasping breath. I remember my safe word, but I don't even come close to using it. My face-fucking man shoves his cock back in my mouth. He fucks my face. He gags me. He chokes me with his cock. I can't get enough. Oh. Then I feel another man on the bed in front of me. He runs his hands up to spread my thighs, slowly at first. Then he begins to roughly rub my pussy through my cheap white panties. I moan and try to raise my crotch to his hands as much as I can. Then I feel my face fucker pull out of my mouth and I feel his hands slide up under my ass and force my hips up into the air. My legs are completely spread and the man between my legs is violating me roughly. Then all of a sudden, I feel him shove his hand underneath the crotch of my panties, gather the material in his hand, and jerk it back. Oh, it hurts so fucking good. Then he shoves my wet, cheap, ripped panties into my slut mouth. Oh, my pussy is completely soaked now and exposed. And is absolutely dripping. Facefucker is still holding my hips up, and I can sense that the other man is preparing himself. I pant and moan and wait, anticipating, with my dirty panties in my mouth. And then I feel my tiny, tight pussy get destroyed. A total stranger has just shoved his enormous cock balls deep into my tiny little cunt. I feel like he split me open. I am so wet that he enters me effortlessly, but I just can't believe he was able to fit it all inside me. I scream from the most amazing combination of pain and pleasure I've ever felt. I come, and I come again, and I come again. He pounds me relentlessly now, in and out, fucking me 10 times harder than I've ever been fucked in my life. Oh, I cry out from the pain and the pleasure now, never even considering uttering the safe word. I don't want it to stop. Facefucker pulls my ruined panties out of my mouth and shoves his cock back in, muffling my screams by fucking my throat. I can hear him moaning, and I can feel him getting close to coming. He pulls out of my mouth abruptly, and he comes all over my face and my mouth. When he's finished, he uses his hands to rub the cum into my skin like lotion, leaving me a sticky, cum-covered whore. The man with the monster cock continues to fuck me like a jackhammer. He starts to moan and I urge him on. Use me. Get off of me. Fill up this fuck toy with your cum. This pushes him over the edge. He jams his cock into me, balls deep one final time, and lets out a moan that is more like a roar as he comes inside my tight little slut pussy. The intense pleasure of his cock shoved into me to the absolute limit, and his weight on top of me causes me to come so hard that I almost pass out. The orgasm seems to go on forever, and my eyes literally roll to the back of my head. After he pulls out, his cum starts to leak out of my pussy, onto my thighs and onto the sheets. He scoops up the cum and rubs it onto my smooth thighs, over my flat belly, and onto my tits. I lie there, bound to the bed, covered in cum, panting, basking in the glow of my multiple orgasms. I drowse for what seems like a few minutes. I seem to hear the door open and close a few times. Master, are you there? There seem to be several voices now. I lose track, not sure of if one of them belongs to you, or if the owner of the monster cock that has violated me. Master, I think I can sense men all around me. I can hear the sounds of them jerking their cocks. Some of them are laughing, some are whispering. I feel hands on me from all directions. Some caress, some grab and fondle. But best of all, some slap. They slap my face. They slap my tits. They slap my thighs. They slap my pussy. They hurt me, and I can't possibly get enough. A cock is shoved in my mouth. Fingers and tongues probe my pussy. I moan like the cheap whore that I am. I lose track of time as I get fucked in my mouth and fucked in my pussy at the same time by countless cocks. Every few minutes, another cock covers me in cum, and someone's hands rub it into my skin. My clothes are ripped and pulled until I'm finally completely naked. I am sticky with cum from head to toe, and I keep coming and coming and coming. I think I lose consciousness a few times, but I always wake up to the feeling of being fucked or slapped or having my hair pulled. Some of them tell me what I am. You are a cum slut fuck whore. You are covered in cum. Your holes were made to take cocks, to get off strange men, to service them. After what seems like hours, I wake up again. The room is silent. I move my arms and legs to realize that the restraints have been removed. I pull off my blindfold. I'm the only one in the room. I look at my completely naked body and see that almost every inch of it is sticky with cum. I gasp and I see that the floor is littered with crumpled $1 bills. All these men were allowed to use me because I am a fuck toy. But each one had to pay for the privilege. That's what I'm worth, master. $1 per fuck. I am such a dirty whore.